There are doctor shortages in much of the U.S., and they're projected to get worse, according to the Association of American Medical Colleges. Alabama has the ninth lowest number of doctors per person, and that number's even lower in rural areas. The state health department says most of Alabama faces a lack of primary care, but a University of Alabama program has been grooming doctors from rural areas so they can bring their skills home. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
It's a typically busy day for Dr. Dina Maxwell at Tuskegee Medical and Surgical Center. She's checking out 96-year-old Melanese Robinson.
They can work on that shoulder. Have you had any more falls since the last time? Any dizzy spells or anything?
I never had no dizziness.
It's not the first time Dr. Maxwell and Ms. Robinson have met. Maxwell grew up in Tuskegee. Robinson and Maxwell go to the same church, and Robinson has known her doctor since she was born. Same with Robinson's daughter-in-law, Cheryl Knight, who brought her in for her checkup.
It's a wonderful small town. We all have been here all of her life. I've been around her. And that would help any small town because everyone needs some close medical attention. You don't need to have to go 30, 40, 50, 100 miles away just to see a doctor.
Pretty much the whole community knows Dr. Maxwell. And when you flip that around, Dr. Maxwell knows the community. She says that makes her a better doctor.
I know when certain people have a sore throat, they can't sing in the choir on Sunday. When people come in and say, hey, I'm just not feeling well, I can see that there's been a change from the person I used to know. You know people's personalities. You know what they're going to do. You know what they're not going to do. And you sometimes have that benefit of, let me see how I can get this to be important to them.
Maxwell, incoming president of the Alabama Academy of Family Physicians, came up through the University of Alabama's Rural Health Leaders Pipeline. Dr. John Wheat founded the program and ran it for almost three decades. He worked to attract and train doctors like Maxwell, despite rural areas' lower pay, fewer amenities, and the bright lights big city effect.
Much of the medical students that are produced in the state, these people are coming from urban backgrounds, and some people even use the word metrocentricity. So when they get ready to become a physician, they tend to look to areas that promote their values.
Which leaves Alabama with even bigger doctor shortages than the rest of the country. And within the state, rural Alabama has about half the doctors per person as its cities. But the UA program is fighting that with a comprehensive, long-term approach. That includes outreach to rural elementary and middle schools to get young kids interested in health careers, a five-year rural medical education program spanning the last year of college or grad school through med school, and a taste of pre-med college life. Maxwell did that.
The summer after my junior year of high school, we went up to Tuscaloosa, and it was a residential program, so we stayed on campus, got campus life experience. It really let us know what we needed to get into medical school, what types of grades we needed.
She says it was a rude awakening, coming from schools without many advanced courses, but it helped her catch up.
One of the classes we took was a college chemistry class, and that hurt my feelings. But it was a good experience because I took it when it wasn't going to count. A lot of times people get that information when they're a sophomore in college, and it's too late. The time for them to have these thoughts is not 2 years from medical school.
The program seems to be working. Wheat says it's produced 139 physicians since 2001, and that an independent review showed they were far more likely to become family doctors and practice in rural Alabama. And he says those homegrown caregivers are vital.
Having an individual close to you that's convenient to you, who understands your family, who understands the occupation you're in, the risk that you're running, that is a great resource.
Back at the medical center, Dina Maxwell's patient, Melanese Robinson, agrees.
She's beautiful. She's solving the problem.
She's certainly making a dent in Tuskegee. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
And you can see photos of Dr. Maxwell with Melanese Robinson and learn more about the Rural Health Leaders Pipeline at our website, wbhm.org.